This is a special report from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Officials say there's no immediate indication what caused the Space Shuttle Columbia to break apart today just after it re-entered the atmosphere. Seven astronauts on board were killed. Salvage crews, including Army troops, are fanning out tonight across a 60-mile-wide debris field in East Texas. Residents in the area being warned, as we've heard today, not to touch any of the debris because many of the substances used on the shuttle are toxic. And we could add also that investigators will want to look at that debris as they try to find out what happened. President Bush echoed the sentiments of NASA officials and many Americans today in a nationally broadcast speech. He said that news of the disaster has brought great sadness to this country. And he also called Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to express condolences on the loss of Israel's first astronaut, Ilan Ramon, who was on board Columbia today. The Shuttle Columbia broke apart above Texas this morning, just minutes before it was due to land at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NPR's John Burnett has been following events from another major center of NASA activity, the Johnson Space Center in Houston. That's where the missions are directed from, and John joins us now. Good evening, John.
Hi, Steve.
You've just spent the last hour out front of the Johnson Space Center. What are you seeing?
Well, there's an amazing spontaneous outpouring of grief and emotion that's going on out here at the big concrete sign that says NASA Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center. And people are coming from all over the Houston area. They're leaving wreaths. They're leaving sprays of daisies and carnations. They're leaving poems, prayers, posters, candles. In some ways, it reminds me, and not just me, but the people who are out here, of the spontaneous show of grief and love that came after 9/11, when, as you remember, so many of these personal mementos were left at the fences that fenced in Ground Zero. And one woman actually said to me that, you know, we weren't able to go to New York, you know, but we are able to show, how this has touched us. The way that this community of Clear Lake, which is just southeast of Houston toward the Gulf of Mexico, the way it is really showing its emotion tonight is quite amazing. To them, the astronauts that were lost were neighbors. One of them sang in the church choir of this woman. Another, an Israeli doctor who was best friends with Ilan Ramon. They were, their children played together. They did everything together. He'd been training since 1997 here in Clear Lake City, waiting for this mission. 6 years training for this single mission. Then he was going to go back to Israel. And so everyone is coming. They want to remember them somehow. And this is the place where they're coming to, is a front gate of the Johnson Space Center.
John, we were talking earlier about how this is a very elite community of people, almost the elite of the elite, or they can think of themselves that way. And I suppose this is a place where you have an unusual concentration of them, not just because the Johnson Space Center is there, but I would imagine the community also includes a lot of retirees, people who used to work there, people who know someone or related to someone who worked there.
That's right. And the funny thing is they're both elite and the most normal people in the world, because everyone lives near an astronaut or a retired astronaut. They're all over the place, in Clear Lake City and Nassau Bay and League City. Everyone I've talked to out here seems to know an astronaut. When they go on missions, when they come back, sometimes the neighbors put little flags in their yards. And so they're very possessive of them, and they feel very patriotic about them. And so when seven astronauts, seven at the top of their game, are lost like this, it's literally like a loss in the family. It's a loss in the neighborhood. People have lost choir members, Cub Scout leaders, very, very personal losses here that are felt all over the community.
So when one of the NASA officials said today that we lost seven family members today, I mean, he meant it.
That's exactly it. And literally, this is going to be a huge technical investigation. But the thing that's happening today, and I even said that in that long, remarkable press briefing earlier today, that really what's happening now is it's mainly grieving. You know, all the teams will start their work and trying to figure out what went wrong so we can fix it so it won't happen again. That's starting, but the main thing that's happening now is just this very human reaction to the loss of seven beloved astronauts.
Well, now, you mentioned that press briefing today. This has been an extraordinarily busy work day for a lot of people who are coping with loss, but they're also trying to continue doing their jobs. Can you give me an idea of what you saw and heard when you were inside the Johnson Space Center earlier today?
Well, this is the worst case scenario, what happened today, Steve, and everyone both prepares for this and hopes that it never happens. And so there was a look in the faces of the employees at the Johnson Space Center, a hollowness of the eyes, a sort of an ashen face, a kind of almost an expressionless. No one can quite believe this has happened, even though this is all in their manuals to prepare for. This is a place that it's almost military-like in its precision, in the meticulousness to detail, in their pride of work. And so everyone knows what their job is, and everyone knows where they're supposed to be when this terrible thing happens. And the employees flowed into the Space Center this morning, almost a traffic jam, to get to their posts. And yet there's almost a kind of a robotic quality to them because they're so shell-shocked by what has happened. It's almost still a disbelief.
These are people who are used to not necessarily doing everything right, but if something goes wrong, going to extraordinary lengths to correct it. It must be incredibly frustrating to be in that position.
It is. And you know, and you talk about not passing the buck. I mean, they said it again and again in the press briefing today that, you know, we overlooked something. We let something get past us, and we're not going to let it happen again. They immediately take responsibility for what happened as a human error. This was not just an act of nature. The other thing I should tell you of talking about those astronauts is the astronaut corps is, as you said, kind of an elite group here who feel very, very close to the current astronauts that were in Columbia. And so there was one employee whose job is to call every astronaut in the astronaut corps and personally deliver the news that they have lost seven individuals today, as though someone in the military were appointed to call a family member who just lost somebody. It's that close-knit here.
John, thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Steve.
NPR's John Burnett, outside Houston, Texas.